It's Monday, February 26, 2024, and here's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. A crash near Menominee killed a Boyceville man and injured a Chautauqua woman on Sunday. Jesse Diggins wins the women's 50K American Birkebeiner ski race. Wisconsin drivers have nearly double the national average of speeding tickets, and new home construction isn't meeting demand in the state. Good afternoon, I'm News Director Carl Cooley from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. Here's our top story. The State Patrol has named the driver killed and the driver injured in a head-on collision near Menominee on Sunday. 57-year-old Tony A. Swanson of Boyceville was killed when his Pontiac Bonneville was struck by a Ford F-150 driven by 56-year-old Barbara J. McLennan of Chautauqua. Authorities said McLennan was driving south on Highway 25, attempted to pass the vehicle, and collided head-on with Swanson's car. A highly decorated cross-country skier wins her first American Birkebeiner. Amargonski with details.
The American Birkebeiner celebrated its 50th race year this past week with skiing events held Wednesday through Sunday at Mount Telemark Village Trailhead in Cable. One of the highlights was the Super Tour Elite 50K race. Fresh off a World Cup win the week before, American Gus Schumacher won the men's race. Three-time Olympic medalist, 14-time World Cup winner, and 2021 World Cup overall winner Jesse Diggins was victorious in the women's race. With an adapted race course due to lack of snow, Diggins reflects on her experience.
This was an amazingly prepared course. It was so much fun. I love that it ended with all those climbs and some really tricky downhills, so it was really important for us to stay on our feet out there.
And surprisingly enough for the Afton, Minnesota native, this was her first Berkey.
We've talked about this a lot because I feel like until I did the Berkey, I was really missing something big. And now I can finally say I'm a true Midwesterner.
I'm Amber Gonski.
The number of Wisconsin residents who have received speeding tickets is nearly double the national average. Ted Aylin is on the road.
A new report from the insurance comparison shopping website Insurify reports that the Badger State and Ohio each have 7.8% of its drivers reporting at least one speeding violation on their record. Both states are surpassed by only North Dakota at 8.7%. The national average is 4.1%. The website adds that the Wisconsin State Patrol issued 1,100 speeding tickets in 2022 for going more than 100 miles per hour. That's up from 583 in 2019. Ted Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Drivers in eight Midwestern states will be able to fuel up with a higher blend of ethanol throughout the year under a rule finalized by the Environmental Protection Agency. The end of a summertime ban on sales of gasoline blended with 15% ethanol has been sought for years by the biofuels industry and farming groups with the support of Midwest governors. It reflects the importance of ethanol to agriculture. The fuel additive consumes roughly 40% of the nation's corn crop. Higher sales of ethanol could mean greater profits for corn farmers. The new rule was announced Thursday and takes effect in April 2025. It will apply in Illinois, Iowa, Minnesota, Missouri, Nebraska, Ohio, South Dakota, and Wisconsin. The Wisconsin Home Builders Association says new home construction was up 3% last year, but not enough to meet demand. Raymond Newpert tells us more.
This is Executive Director Brad Boykes.
We need to build more workforce housing. That's been a big emphasis with the legislature and Governor Evers signing a number of bills and creating loan programs with WIDA that were funded in the state budget.
Boykes says communities need to revisit their zoning codes and realize that higher density housing can help meet the needs of people trying to move from renting to owning a home. Raymond Newpert, Wisconsin Radio Network.
And that's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. I'm Carl Cooley. Have a great Monday.